Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Market signals are indicating expansion of the U.S. cattle herd is warranted, but drought and a decrease in pasture and haylands are hindering herd expansion. SDSU Extension Risk and Business Management Specialist Matthew Dearson explains a shift to row crop production has diminished grazing options in recent years.
What does that mean in terms of what kind of feed is available for cattle? And if you were trying to expand cattle numbers back out, and a lot of cattle producers are in that situation of, well, cattle prices are good. It'd be nice if we could expand, but conditions are dry or feed is in tight supply.
Some are suggesting opening CRP to emergency grazing and haying might provide a short-term solution for rebuilding of the beef herd. But Dearson states a closer look at CRP limits that option. In recent years, he says general CRP sign-up has fallen, reducing the large blocks of expansive conservation lands which might be open for emergency feed. In addition, the program has morphed to more targeted working land goals, including grassland CRP and buffer initiatives.
So now if it's in CRP, it's as likely to be in something like a riparian zone. So you're really more targeted and focused in terms of how CRP is utilized today compared to, say, 30 years ago.
Dearson states fewer hay and grazing acres, along with limited CRP, correspond to lower cattle inventory levels. Learn more on the Ag Business page at extension.sdstate.edu.